Taylor Swift and Bad Blood kicking us off this Monday, the 13th of June 2016. A very good afternoon to you. 5 minutes past four, you're listening to Source FM 96.1 across Falmouth, Penryn, and the surrounding parishes of the Fowell Estuary. And we're also online worldwide via the sourcefm.co.uk. Lots to deal with in the next 2 hours. Let's get underway.
Source FM weather.
And after a bit of a lunchtime shower, it seems to have perked up a bit, although the sun seems to have gone into hiding right now. There will be some showers at first this evening, although that's more towards the east. These will largely die away, leaving mostly dry conditions during the night with variable amounts of cloud cover. Brisk westerly wind in many coastal areas, and minimum temperature tonight 13 Celsius. That's 55 Fahrenheit. Tomorrow, a dry start with sunny intervals. Scattered showers will move in from the west during the day. These locally heavy during the afternoon. Moderate or fresh west or southwest winds. And maximum temperature tomorrow, 18 Celsius. That's 64 Fahrenheit. And the outlook for Wednesday to Friday. Now, there will be scattered, heavy, thundery showers and bright or sunny intervals during Wednesday or Thursday. Further showers on Friday, but these will be lighter with more sunshine in between, and looking even further ahead to Saturday and Sunday. Sunny spells is the word for Saturday, and cloudy skies for Sunday, but remaining dry. So looking good for the Sea Shanty Festival coming up later this week. We'll talk more about that in a bit. Low tide is next here in Falmouth. That's at 7 minutes to 7 tonight. Your next high tide is at 46 minutes past midnight with a height of 4.11 metres. Ray Stevens, Everything is Beautiful, the first of a number of songs that I will dedicate today to those in Orlando who were shot and killed or injured or even affected through that. We will talk more about that later. There's lots to talk about. But let's get on with some important information.
Source FM Traffic and Travel with Dales of Falmouth. For new and quality used Vauxhalls, find Dales down by the marina.
And it's all been good on the ferry services today. There's been no problems to speak of, and it's looking good right now. No problems on the any of the local ferry services. All running to timetable. On the trains, we had some minor problems. We had a cancellation earlier due to a train that got a problem basically between Castle Carey and Taunton, which affected trains coming down the line from London Paddington. The 16:28 departure for Penzance was one of those caught up in that. That's currently running about 30 minutes late, not due in to Truro now until 2 minutes to 5 tonight. This was delayed by an obstruction on the track, that's what it was. So other than that though, it's all looking good on the Falmouth branch line and indeed on the main line. No real problems. Now the roadworks on the A39 at Stickham Bridge, that's causing problems once again. No real surprises there. Also, the roadworks at Treleaver Roundabout, It's causing some slight problems. It is busy, but it's moving okay at the moment. We've got some slow moving traffic at the Koenig Road Junction, and also at the Pontchartrain Junction of the A39, where it meets the B3292 Commercial Road, Penryn and Falmouth Road. They're both looking busy but moving right now. Also looking busy but moving generally up Justine Avenue and into Western Terrace. So pretty busy in Falmouth Penryn area. Looking further afield, Arch Hill, the junction of the A39 with the A390. That is busy but moving. A390 from County Hall out to Trelisk Hospital. That's busy. Slow moving traffic in places there. And also from Gallus Wharf to the junction with the new A39 New Quay Road. That is quite busy there, slow moving traffic in places, and that's looking problematic. Keep an eye on all that, update it for you in about half an hour's time. Nick Kershaw, The Riddle. Source FM, 22 minutes, just coming to 23 minutes past four. There are times when I feel a need to have to say something about a story or something in the news. This is one of those times. But the trouble is, there isn't much I can say that hasn't been said already. I think plenty of people have talked about the fact that it was an AR-15 automatic assault rifle and questioned why it is legal for civilians to buy those in America. There have been others who have talked about whether he was ISIS or religious. To be honest, though, that's missing the real point. Let there be no doubt, this was a hate crime. This was a hate crime against every LGBT person in the world. This was a hate crime against everything that some parts of society, in quotes, considers quote-unquote immoral. And let's be honest, for some parts of society, that's a long list. You can be immoral just for knowing the wrong people. Let this crime, let this incident be a wake-up call for every one of us. Hate can have no place in our world anymore. John Farnham said it best in the song I'm about to play. We're all someone's daughters. We're all someone's sons. How long can we look at each other down the barrel of a gun?
Ian Beaumont, live and direct on Source FM.
Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. Before that, David Bowie, Changes. And before that, John Farnham, You're the Voice. Source FM, 96.1, just coming up to 20 minutes to 5. I'm just noticing that the A39 Panel Werville has long tailbacks back beyond Devon right now on the A39 headed towards Penryn and Falmouth. I'll have more details on all that and all the other travel very, very shortly. But first, a friend of mine was at Download Festival over the weekend, and this band performed this track live, and he said it was even more powerful live than it is in the single version. I'm not sure that's even possible, but I don't know how you can top this version, but he thought they did Disturbed, the Sound of Silence. Disturbed, the Sound of Silence. Great song. Source FM 96.1. Time is pretty much on the dot. 4:45.
Source FM Traffic and Travel with Dales of Falmouth. For new and quality used Vauxhalls, find Dales down by the marina.
And right now on the trains, the 16:28 departure from Truro to Penzance, that's currently running about 35 minutes late. It's now expected into Truro Station at about 5:03. That might have an effect later on down the line. We'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, it's all fine on the main line and indeed on the branch line. All okay. On the roads right now, I have to say, it's really, really busy on the A39 now. From the Four Cross roundabout at Trelaswell, practically all the way up to and a little beyond Devon right now. Very, very busy, mainly in the southbound direction towards Penryn Falmouth. Very slow-moving traffic there. It's also busy as well in the northbound direction around the roadworks itself, but much, much busier southbound right now. Also, very busy around between Plain Place and Carnan Downs on the A39 right now as well. Around Falmouth Penryn itself, Treleaver around about the roadworks there aren't too bad. They're not causing too many problems right now. B3292 Commercial Road Penryn, that is busy but moving. Dracaena Avenue is also busy but moving, as is Western Terrace and Killigrew Street as well. There's some slow moving traffic there headed down towards the moor. Looking a little further afield, Arch Hill is busy but moving, slow moving in places. Just checking, it looks like pretty much now from County Hall all the way out to Chivenham Cross roundabout, it's very busy, slow moving traffic in places. So we're keeping an eye on that. Also, the A30 at Chivenham Cross from the north side, that's busy in both directions. To the south side of that, though, along by Scurrier and Red Roof Camborne area, that's looking A-okay, no real problems. A little busy around the Pool Junction with the A3047, but nothing too bad there. We're keeping an eye on all that. We will update it for you again at about 5:15. Roger Lim and Swirly out of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Before that, you heard, there was a couple of good tracks. It was Lisa Stansfield, All Around the World. And before that, Tina Arena, You Set Fire to My Life. You're listening to Source FM 96.1, Cross Falmouth and Penryn. Coming up after me at 6, don't forget, it is another edition of The Hive Mind with Sam Bradbury. And at 7:30 tonight, Paddy Horton will be here on the Jazz Train. We'll update your weather and travel within the next 15 or so minutes. We've got lots more great music to come. Plus, we're talking Park Live and a lot of things happening in Falmouth this weekend. Keep it locked on 96.1 Source FM.
This is your local radio. This is Source FM.
Hello.
A very good evening to you. 5 minutes past five. You're listening to Source FM 96.1. Ian Beaumont here, live and direct until 6 o'clock. Right, time for some updates.
Source FM weather.
And it has to be said, I have to, after some pretty showery start to the day, and especially a fairly hefty shower around lunchtime, we're actually largely dry, and it will pretty much stay mostly dry during the night with variable cloud cover, brisk westerly winds in many coastal areas, and minimum temperature of 13 Celsius, that's 55 Fahrenheit. Tomorrow, a dry start with sunny intervals. Scattered showers will move in from the west during the day. These locally heavy during the afternoon. Moderate or fresh west to southwesterly winds. Maximum temperature 18 Celsius. That's 64 Fahrenheit. The outlook for Wednesday to Friday. There will be scattered heavy thundery showers and bright or sunny intervals during Wednesday and Thursday. Further showers on Friday, but these will be lighter with more sunshine in between. And a quick look ahead to the weekend for the Sea Shanty Festival and Toster and the Falmouth Classics. Well, I'm seeing some sunny spells on Saturday and moderately light winds. Sunday, lots of cloud, but remaining dry. The wind's picking up a little bit, but not too strong. In other words, should be perfect sailing conditions. Now on to the inshore waters forecast. For 9 metres to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, for the next 24 hours. The wind west or northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. The sea state slight or moderate, occasionally rough in west. Rain or thundery showers. Visibility moderate or good, occasionally poor. The outlook for the following 24 hours, wind west or northwest 4 or 5, the sea state slight or moderate, rain or thundery showers, visibility moderate or good, occasionally poor. Low tide is next here in Falmouth at 7 minutes to 7 tonight. Your next high tide is at 46 minutes past midnight with a height of 4.11 metres. Well, what more can you say? John Lennon, Imagine. Before that, you heard Sophie Alice Baxter. Music gets the best of me. Source FM 96.1. Time is now 14 and a half minutes past 5 o'clock.
Source FM Traffic and Travel with Dales of Falmouth. For new and quality used Vauxhalls, find Dales down by the marina.
And that 1628 to Penzance, currently running about 45 minutes late. It's getting later and later as we go, but it should be should have just arrived into Truro Station as I'm talking to you, and should be on its way any second. But I can't verify that right now. The 1723 departure, which is running behind us, currently only running about 5 minutes late, but might get a bit later as we get on, so be aware of that. Otherwise, everything's alright on the Falmouth Branch Line, and the rest of the mainline trains are all okay. No problems either on our ferry services. Right now, it is the roads where the problems are. A39 in particular. Around the roadworks at Stickham Bridge, long tailbacks back to Devon, and actually a little beyond the Devon turnoff right now. That's it, and also tailing back to just beyond the Four Cross roundabout at Trelawswell. It's really, really busy there. Treleaver roundabout as well has really picked up. There's a tailback back beyond the Koenig Road junction right now, and some very, very slow moving traffic northbound on the A39 headed towards the junction with the A394. B3292 in Penryn, Commercial Road and Falmouth Road, busy but moving in both directions. The Kimberley Park Road junction with Dracaena Avenue, that is busy but it is moving quite well. Killigrew Street is also busy but moving, headed down towards the Moor. Western Terrace, that's quite busy but it is moving quite well. Further afield, noticing very, very busy on the A390 right now. Gowers Wharf to the Newquay Road junction, very slow moving traffic in places there. Also from County Hall out to Chiverton Cross roundabout, very, very busy in places, very slow moving traffic and not very good. A30 itself though, not looking too bad at the moment. We'll keep an eye on all that, updated again for you in just under half an hour's time. Oh, good stuff that. Polly Money and her current single from her EP, The Adventures of the 90s Kid, and the single's called It Would Be Okay, Source FM 96.1. She was at the last Park Live. Right now, Sam can tell you who's going to this one.
One, two, three. It's Park Live 3, Sunday, June 26th. Featuring the inimitable Julian Gaskell and his ragged trousered philanthropist.
Now is not the time for irony or being clever. We need a turn of tide, change in the weather. Scroll down the headlines, but we never read the text. Don't see what's happening, but we know what's on next.
Also joining us, unique songwriting duo Mudsticks.
Leonardo's studio was cold. Einstein wore no underwear, so I've been told.
Catchy melodies and beautiful harmonies, Violet Avenue.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore.
On viola and guitar, Sam and Callie.
My heart is the feather.
Turning up the volume will be local punk rockers, the Spankies. Three Men, 12 Strings, the Ukulele Orchestra of Fern Britain. So join us for a free afternoon of music and spoken word on the 26th of June in Kimberley Park, Falmouth. Park Live is an alcohol-free event.
Looking forward to it. That's the 26th, but this weekend is the Falmouth International Sea Shanty Festival, and Source FM are going to be live from the event on Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. Straight after Shake Up Saturday with Tom Clements. Will be yours truly. I will be there kicking off our coverage. with what I'm calling the official pre-game show. Hopefully you can join me for that. Lots going on, of course, though, over the course of the weekend. The official program has got all the details, but let me give you some quick highlights of what is in the event, I think we should say, because it is one big event.
Source FM, your guide to what's on.
And let's start on the Friday on the Skinners stage. There's a Breton Bash, which is kind of like an appetizer for everything. That starts at 2 o'clock, and that's ongoing until 6. The opening ceremony itself is at 6:30 with the Mulgoggers from 7, Nankersey Male Voice Choir from 8, the Vagrants Crew at 9, and the Longest Johns at 10 o'clock. Over on Custom House Quay on the Sea Salt stage, you've got two anchors, the Oggy Men, Flashjack, and Shake a Leg from 7. There's a sing around on the Moor in front of the Seven Stars. That's also on from 2 o'clock as well. And it's, I was going to say, and also a sing around as well at 5 degrees west from 2 till 7. Looking ahead to Saturday, the Event Square Skinner stage from 1 o'clock, you've got the Exmouth Shantymen, Portsmouth Shantymen, Figurehead, the Falmouth Fish, Kimber's Men, Norday, TV Tars, the Wellington Whalers, Thrawed Together, and Flashjack. And on the Sea Salt stage on Custom House Quay, you've got Rigoloftet's Shanty Corps from 1 o'clock, then Trimrig and the Doxy, the She Shanties, Sea Shanties on the Seashore. Baldrick's Plan, I bet that was cunning. Farmer Shout and Rum and Shrub, Short Drag Roger, the Pirates of St. Piran's, Sheringham Shantyman, Swinging the Lead, and the Cadwith Singers. And Rum and Shrub will also be performing at the Royal Cornwall Yacht Club at 7 o'clock. Farmer Shout and the Farmer Fish are at the Farmer Hotel between 7 and 8. And of course, there's the Farmer Packet Shandy Concert at the Princess Pavilion at 7 o'clock. Now, on Sunday, of course, King Charles the Martyr Church, that's where it kicks off at 10 o'clock on the Sunday with Rigoloftet Shantycore, then Shake a Leg, then everything else happens. The main event, the Event Square stage, has the Oggy Men from 12, Femme de la Mer, the Pirates of St. Piran, the Sheringham Shantymen, and of course, our old friends, the Fisherman's Friends, of course, before the finale and the closing ceremony at 5. Custom House Quay, you've got the Portsmouth Shantymen from 12, Rigoloftet Shantycore, Shepsfolk, and the Treverver Male Voice Choir. And lots more all across, like 22 other venues as well. And we'll talk more about some of them in a minute. But we just mentioned the Fisherman's Friends. Let's play them in just a second with A Sailor Ain't a Sailor.
My father often told me when I was just a lad.
Beautiful. Port Isaac's Fisherman's Friends. A sailor ain't a sailor. Ain't a sailor anymore. Source FM 96.1. Must admit, though, there is a lot more than just the sea shanties going on. Oh, yes. Let's deal with Falmouth Classics, because that's also happening. There's three races happening on the Friday and the Saturday. The first race one, the warning signal is at 11:30, and the start is from Carrick Roads. Race number two, that first warning signal there is 2 o'clock, and again that starts from Carrick Roads on the Friday. On Saturday, race number three, the first warning signal is at 12:30, and again The start is from Carrick Roads. On the Sunday, you have a classics parade of sail and power from 10:30 to 12, again around Falmouth Harbour, Carrick Roads. And the parade of small boats under 20 feet from 1:30 to 2:30, that's off Custom House Quay. Now, if you go to farmouthclassics.org.uk and find their where to watch section, that will give you the best details on where to view all the action. But that's not all, because we also have a little something called TOSTA, T-O-S-T-A. It's Songs of the Sea in seven languages. These are it's an artistic collaboration between seven of Europe's small language nations, all situated on the Atlantic coastline and all with strong maritime traditions. It's all happening on the Prince of Wales Pier. The site opens at 3 o'clock on the Friday, with Armenes featuring Neil Davey at 7, and Bagas Tosta, a traditional music mashup, from 9. On the Saturday, the site opens at 1 o'clock. Then you've got Salt and Sky. You've got some artist talks at 2:45. Duvada retells Cornish tales. You've got the Red Wing River Singers, Macquarie and Toms, Kamisk, Dala, Leading Lights of the Cornish Music Revival, they're at 7:45, and the Reka TX, a Basque group that has conquered the world music scene. And on the Sunday, the Hornets are parading from Event Square to the pier with Constantine, St. Francis and King Charles Primary School pupils singing shanties in Cornish before a human mosaic at 2 o'clock. So there you go. Just a brief guide, as brief as I can make it, as to what's going on this weekend. And I must mention one other thing, not connected with any of those, but the Flickr Foundation is having an open day as well on Saturday between 12 and 4. That's at Pentinoa Farm, Tranoff Lane, May Burnt House, Penryn. The postcode, if you have satellite navigation, is TR109JB. And hopefully, if you choose to go there, you can still tune in and hear all about what's happening at the Sea Shanty Festival right here on the Source FM. Let's hear from Dala right now. Wilson Phillips, good song that one. You Won't See Me Cry. Before that, Kylie Minogue, What Do I Have to Do? Before that, we played Dala and Falmouth Packet, stroke the Chain Locker. Source FM 96.1, Ian Beaumont here. Time is now 13 minutes to 6.
Source FM Traffic and Travel with Dales of Falmouth. For new and quality used Vauxhalls, find Dales down by the marina.
And right now on the trains, the 1824 departure to London Paddington by Bristol, that is running 10 minutes late. I think that's the up train, up version of the down train that was running later and later and later. But currently that's running about 10 minutes late due into Truro Station at 6:34. So let's say running about 10 minutes late. On the ferry services, no problems there. We're all running to timetable. On the roads, it has to be said, the main problem has been just congestion, and a lot of it, mainly around the roadworks area at the at Stickham Bridge on the A39. We have got long tailbacks in both directions there. More especially though, southbound headed towards Penryn and Falmouth, that's currently tailed back beyond the Devon turn off and headed at the moment. Looks like they're joining the back there near Carnon Downs. Looking at Arch Hill on the A39, it's not too bad. The junction where it meets the A390, That is very slow moving traffic all the way to the New Quay Road junction at the other end, the A39 junction of New Quay Road and Tregoles Road. So that's really, really busy at the moment. Also, from County Hall out to Chiverton Cross Roundabout on the A390, busy there, slow moving traffic in places, be aware. Also, A30. Chiverton Cross from the north side, from Three Boroughs, very, very busy southbound, headed towards Chiverton Cross. Looking at some very slow moving traffic there in places as well. To the south side of that, past Scurria and the Camborne Red Roof Conurbation, it's not looking too bad. A-OK there. A-347 is a little bit busy around the junction with the A-30 at Poole, but not too bad otherwise. That is basically about it for our traffic and travel for this evening. Your next update of travel is in the morning with Jules Powis. I knew you said Jules K. then. Jules Powis, he's your host on The Breakfast Show from 7. Don Henley and the Boys of Summer. That's just about it from me for now. I thank you very much for your company over the past 2 hours. We will do it all again on Saturday from 10 o'clock as I'm with you as part of our coverage of the Falmouth International Sea Shanty Festival. I hope you can join me for that. And of course, I'm back again here next Monday for Live and Direct as per normal. So until we meet again, probably on Saturday, from me for now, thank you very much for listening. Stay sharp. Stay tuned to Source FM 96.1. And above all, keep loving your heart.